Greetings again, pilgrims walking through the book of Daniel. It's Tuesday, and this is Pastor Bob coming to you from our home studios in the Parsonage, the House of Peace in Arthur, Illinois. We are spiritually firm and solid, ready to go today. We've got the monks chanting right here beside us, the chant of the mystics. We've got the double candle going. The black sand beach, a nice, small, gentle flame. And the cinnamon cider, a taller, sunken, but taller flame that's flickering towards God. Double wick today, double spirit. And to cap it all off is the cup. The double-bagged kava tea. Double-bagged kava tea. On the paper tag for kava tea, it says this today. The beauty of the soul is constant, continuous, and endless. The beauty of the soul. Well, we are ready for episode 8. If you remember yesterday's episode 7, the king had this amazing, complicated, convoluted dream about a tree. And in episode 7, Daniel explains the meaning of that dream, his interpretation of it. And then we heard about the dream's fulfillment. And that leaves the king in a very precarious position, doesn't it? Nebuchadnezzar was driven from human society, ate grass like a cow, was drenched with the dew of heaven, and he lived this way until his hair was as long as eagle's feathers and his nails were like bird's claws. So that's where Nebuchadnezzar is. But episode 8 gives us an interesting twist on where Nebuchadnezzar is, quote unquote. Episode 8 will start on verse 34 of the fourth chapter of Daniel, verse 34. And we're going to go all the way to the fifth chapter, verse 12. And we'll have a second section today. The first section, Nebuchadnezzar praises God. And then the second section, a famous, again, one of the most well-known portions of the book of Daniel, chapter 5, 1 through 12, the writing on the wall, where that common saying comes from, the writing on the wall. Can't you see it? Amen. Let's begin. Nebuchadnezzar praises God, starting on chapter 4, verse 34. After this time had passed, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven. My sanity returned, and I praised and worshiped the Most High and honored the One who lives forever. His rule is everlasting, and His kingdom is eternal. All the people of the earth are nothing compared to Him. He has the power to do as He pleases among the angels of heaven and with those who live on earth. No one can stop Him or challenge Him, saying, "What do you mean by doing these things?" When my sanity returned to me, so did my honor and glory and kingdom. My advisors and officers sought me out, and I was reestablished as head of my kingdom with even greater honor than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and glorify and honor the King of Heaven. All His acts are just and true, and He is able to humble those who are proud. Second part of episode 8, the writing on the wall. chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. A number of years later, King Belshazzar gave a great feast for 1,000 of his nobles and drank wine with them. While Belshazzar was drinking, he gave orders to bring in the gold and silver cups that his predecessor, Nebuchadnezzar, had taken from the temple in Jerusalem, so that he and his nobles, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them. So they brought these gold cups taken from the temple of God in Jerusalem, and the king and his nobles, his wives, and his concubines drank from them. They drank toasts from them to honor their idols made of gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. At that very moment, they saw the fingers of a human hand writing on the plaster wall of the king's palace near the lampstand. The king himself saw the hand as it wrote, and his face turned pale with fear. Such terror gripped him that his knees knocked together and his legs gave way beneath him. The king shouted for the enchanters, astrologers, and fortune tellers to be brought before him. He said to these wise men of Babylon, "Whoever can read this writing and tell me what it means will be dressed in purple robes of royal honor and will wear a gold chain around his neck. He will become the third highest ruler in the kingdom." But when all the king's wise men came in, none of them could read the writing or tell him what it meant. So the king grew even more alarmed, and his face turned ashen white. His nobles, too, were shaken. But when the queen mother heard what was happening, she hurried to the banquet hall. She said to Belshazzar, "Long live the king. Don't be so pale and afraid about this. There is a man in your kingdom who has within him the spirit of the holy gods. During Nebuchadnezzar's reign, this man was found to have insight, understanding, and wisdom, as though he himself were a god. Your predecessor, King Nebuchadnezzar, made him chief over all the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and fortune tellers of Babylon. This man, Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar, has a sharp mind and is filled with divine knowledge and understanding. He can interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems. Call for Daniel, and he will tell you what the writing means." Amen. Episode 8 of the book of Daniel. And now our daily devotion. Today we're going into a new book that I found fascinating. It's called Recovering Benedict. It's a book that takes the principles of 12-step living and the rule of Benedict, which is the rule for almost all monasteries throughout history, and it integrates them, it converges them into daily devotions. Today we're going to read a devotion that's taken from the prologue of the rule of Benedict, the ancient rule book for monastic living and monasteries. And in the prologue, among other things, it's going to say this. By the way, the author is John Edward Crean, Jr. So this writing, this devotion, comes right from the prologue of the Rule of Benedict. And it gives scripture citations for each point that it makes. So I'll offer those to you as well as we read through it. Beginning question. Is there anyone here who yearns for life and desires to see good days? Here's your devotion. Seeking workers in a multitude of people, God calls out and says again, "Is there anyone here who yearns for life and desires to see good days?" That's Psalm 34, verse 13. If you hear this and your answer is, "I do," God then directs these words to you. If you desire true and eternal life, keep your tongue free from vicious talk and your lips from all deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Let peace be your quest and aim. That's Psalm 34, verses 14 and 15. Once you have done this, my eyes will be upon you, and my ears will listen for your prayers. And even before you ask me, I will say to you, "Here I am." That's from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9. Here I am. What is more delightful than this voice of the Holy One calling to us? See how God's love shows us the way of life? Clothed then with faith and the performance of good works, let us set out on this way with the gospel for our guide, that we may deserve to see the Holy One who has called us to the eternal presence. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. Amen. And that concludes our session today. A great episode from Daniel and an insightful devotion from Recovering Benedict. And now, as for today, open those eyes of your heart and see things as God sees them, and you will find many blessings today in your life. So many blessings and miracles too. For God is at work, and He's calling you to join Him. In Jesus' name, amen.